Chapter 3 J.B. was found after midnight by the foreman Frank Higgs, Larrabee, Irish Jim, and Willie Monday. After a hasty supper, Higgs had divided the men and searched to the east and south of the ranch for their boss, who had failed to return, as he always did at the end of the day. The other men went north and west and wouldn't return until early the next day. It was twilight as the men approached the windmill and water tank off the path to Drum Bennett's ranch and noticed the small herd of cows pawing and milling, refusing to approach the water. Then they saw the dead horse and the dark, irregular shadow of bodies. Higgs quickly dismounted.
Willie, you and Jim go and pull some of those bulrushes from the edge of the hay meadow. Make a torch. Search these hills around us.
He turned to Larrabee, who dismounted and paced the ground around the bodies, peering closely at the churned sand and grass glowing white in the dim light of the sliver of moon that inched past the shoulders of the hills. J.B. was lying on his side, eyes fixed on a half-buried Indian girl who somehow looked like a fresher kill than the man.
"What the hell, J.B.?"
Higgs swore as he knelt, touched the edge of the wound that had torn a large hole from chest to back. On the face of his employer and friend, he saw both shock and sadness.
"Aw, damn it,"
Higgs whispered, and reached to rest his fingers on the cold forehead of the man he'd grown to love as a son over the years. This would kill Vera, who'd almost adopted the father and his young son as soon as she started working here. She bossed J.B. and the boy as if they were her own.
"Frank!"
Larrabee held out an empty brass shell casing that glinted dully in the moonlight. Irish Jim, bearing a torch of creosote-soaked cattails, moved his horse closer and peered down.
"We all carry that one."
"Got another one over here,"
Willie Monday said from the outer edge of darkness.
"J.B.'s horse just wandered in, too. Must have heard us."
Higgs brushed his fingers over Bennett's eyes to close the lids, but it had been too long.